Electric Ink by Alistair Beaton and Tom Mitchelson.
Morning, everyone. Morning. Morning. Settle down, please, people. Thank you. Right, let's get started.
Sorry. Excuse me, isn't that my chair?
What? Maddox, please.
I'm sorry, just because I've been away for a couple of weeks doesn't give people the right to nick my seat at morning conference. Oh, and thank you, yes, I'm feeling much better. Kind of you all to be so concerned.
It was only a tooth, Maddox.
Only a tooth?
If we can start.
Only a tooth.
Right, I just want to say well done, everyone. We've come through some hard times recently. Circulation sliding and a mere trickle of revenue coming from online content, so it's tough out there. I'm sorry we had to sell off the in-house gym, but now the taxi allowance has been abolished, you can all keep fit by walking everywhere. Or jogging, if you're up against a deadline. Right now, yesterday's paper, very good on the whole. Pat on the back to Jane and her team for the how smart is your cat questionnaire. Perhaps not exactly the fearless investigative reporting one might expect of a major national broadsheet, but it did bring in a whole page ad from Frisky Paws, so well worth doing. Climate change, excellent. But I wonder, does our coverage have to be so relentlessly depressing? Be creative, for heaven's sake. Lay forth the cheering prospect of quality burgundies from Inverness. Give us a witty feature on ghastly seaside towns we're looking forward to losing. Or perhaps some unexplored aspect of global warming. Will a Latin climate make the British want more sex? News desk. I love the major tragedy updates on Twitter.
Thank you.
Makes us look on it. Who'd have thought we could capture the full human misery of the Eritrean famine in 140 characters? Well done, tweeters. Sport, Tony, your tennis reports.
Yeah.
Please, can you stop explaining in so much detail what the ball boys are wearing? It's getting odd. So, tomorrow's edition, what have we got?
Fear not, young Freddy. I have returned to provide a steady hand on the tiller of the good ship News. Serious reporting will be restored to its preeminent position. Politicians will again tremble before the oncoming juggernaut of truth. Your long night of the soul is past. Why are you yawning?
Oh, man, did you have to come back? It's been like heaven round here without you. What happened anyways? You said you was popping out to the dentist one lunchtime and then no one sees you for a fortnight.
I was laid low by an extremely serious tooth infection. However, I'm happy to say I'm now fit as a butcher's dog.
But 2 weeks, Maddox. Your whole head must have been pulsing with germs. Man, you is truly an enigma. Last year you stubbed your toe and never shut up about it. This time you was lying at death's door and not a word to anyone.
A tooth was infected, I was treated, I got better. All right.
Are you sure you wasn't milking it so you could stay at home and catch up on old episodes of the South Bank show? Or was you having long, indulgent afternoons in front of the Parliament Channel?
As a matter of fact, I was engaged in psychological preparation for the post of news editor. With Amelia gone, I naturally assumed...
You naturally assumed it would be you. But instead, Oliver went for someone who could actually do the job.
I could have done it. I have the energy, the knowledge, the experience.
Yeah, 35 years of typewriters and telegrams and inky fingers. Back in the days when cut and paste meant cutting and pasting. Anyhow, she's got qualifications you ain't got.
What qualifications?
7 years on the Sun.
The Sun? He's hired a news editor from The Sun.
Yeah, Carol, someone or other. Don't you notice nothing, man? She was sat right opposite you at morning conference.
Not the pouting one in the trouser suit.
Yeah, that's her.
I thought she was something to do with accounts.
Yeah, but you thought Lady Gaga was a celebrity chef.
The point is, Freddy, I was shafted.
Man, you is well out of it. That job would chew you up and spit you out. To be news editor, you has got to be young and fit and full of vinegar and with some elastic left in your pants, you know what I'm saying? It's not a job for some old shuffler who drinks tea, eats bacon sandwiches and keeps looking for the fax machine.
I am not an old shuffler. I am 51.
56?
56. And equipped with ample supplies of vinegar and elastic and things like that.
Not from where I is standing, innit?
Oh, will you stop talking in that ridiculous manner, Freddy? We all know you're rich and privileged and your father owns an airline.
Matter of fact, he doesn't. Not anymore. Sold it to some Arabs. He just bought 40 golf courses instead. Jolly lucrative. Yeah, news desk.
News desk? Yeah, Freddy? Speaking? What? Oh, yeah, sure. I'll tell him.
You has been summoned by the boss.
You wanted me.
Did I hear you knock, Maddox? No, I don't think I did.
You're only the editor. It's not the bloody headmaster's office. Oh, and by the way, Oliver, why did you think it appropriate to give the job of news editor to a journalist from The Sun?
I made a judgment based on her...
Legs?
Legs. No. On her ability to excite the readers. But I didn't bring you in here to discuss Carol's legs. Although, have you noticed? No, sorry. Anyway, you put me in a very difficult position, Mallet.
Oh?
The last politics minute you presented before your curiously extended dental appointment, mm-hmm. The one where you were rather rude about Richard Branson, I have a letter here. It's from Cruddleton, Prock and May, libel lawyers.
I know who they are, Oliver. Next to the Taliban, the world's greatest enemies of free speech.
They're threatening an action.
Oh, come on, Oliver, where's the writ? I know about libel lawyers. They bluff all the time. Never worry till the writ arrives, that's what I always say. And there's a principle at stake, Oliver, the principle of free speech.
Jolly good things, principles. Yes, there's certainly a place for principles. Unfortunately, this isn't one of them.
Now, you can't allow yourself to be bullied by these people, Oliver.
Not bullied, no. Not exactly.
You're not thinking of settling out of court, are you?
We already have.
What? You've given in? You've paid out?
I think we got away lightly in the end. £20,000.
£20,000?
Better than being faced with £500,000 in lawyer's fees, wouldn't you say? Let's face it, Maddox. You did rather damage a man's reputation and probably his livelihood.
How?
I have the transcript of your podcast right here. You said...
Give it to me. I said this inanely cheerful multimillionaire who thinks that travelling by hot air balloon is a substitute for personality.
You're missing the point, Maddox. Give it back. You go on. As for travelling with Virgin, you are as likely to arrive on time as you are to be given the right change at Keith's Welch stall on Southend Pier.
Branson can't sue us for that.
No, but Keith can.
Keith? Keith doesn't exist.
I'm afraid Keith does exist. And he owns a Welch stall. And guess where it is, Maddox? Yes, it's in Southend. And oddly enough, it's called Keith's Welk Stall. And you know what? Keith is very upset because you have clearly suggested he is dishonest.
It was an accident. I didn't know there was some bloke called Keith with a bloody Welk Stall in Southend, did I?
And you didn't think to neg-check it, which is a pity because Keith, as it turns out, is quite bright and has cleverly put himself in the hands of Britain's most vicious and high-profile libel lawyers.
How did he manage that?
I quite agree. Not at all what you'd expect of a Keith. He's all a Keith from Southend.
With a Welk stall.
And with initiative. It's not every seaside vendor who has a rudimentary grasp of libel law.
But £20,000, Oliver! A Welk stall owner doesn't earn that much in a year.
Probably not. But if he takes us to court and we lose, we'll be hit for a fortune. That's how it is nowadays, thanks to no win, no fee. The litigant loves it. He doesn't have to risk a thing. And the lawyers love it. They can double their already bloated fees. It's a new industry. The libel industry. We just can't risk it.
You coward.
Oh, for heaven's sake, go away, Maddox, will you? Just go away. And take your self-righteousness with you.
Only too happy to oblige.
Thank you.
In the meantime, I'm suspending the politics minute.
Hey? You can't do that.
Yes, I can. Whether you get to keep your job or not will be decided at the next meeting of the board. I was going to put in a good word for you.
I don't want a good word from you, Oliver. I don't need a good word from you.
You do, actually.
Freddy, about half an hour ago, I asked you to get onto the fire in the Eurotunnel, didn't I?
Yes, Carol, and I is doing it right now.
Good. How many dead?
None.
Shit.
Quite a lot of post-traumatic stress disorder.
Boring. Drop the tunnel. Get me a follow-up on the granny who stabbed a mugger.
Coolio, I'm on it.
Excuse me, you're leaning on my desk.
So?
I am Maddox Bradley, and that is my desk.
Oh, you're Maddox Bradley? Really?
Yes.
You're not like your byline photo. When was it taken?
Look, in this office we have an old-fashioned tradition of sitting at our own desks, and the news editor's desk is over there.
How's your mouth, Maddox?
My mouth? It's about to open and say something rude.
2 weeks off for a tooth infection, Maddox? I had a baby and was back at work in 8 hours.
What took you so long?
I can't have my staff bunking off at the merest whim. You do see that, don't you?
I'm not your staff.
and an infected tooth is no whim. I was in great pain, and it became infected, and I became delirious.
Much as I would like to discuss your disabilities, I really must be going.
Disabilities?
Do you have arthritis in your fingers?
No.
Good. Then could you possibly let me have 500 words on the intelligent skunk?
Oh, I'm sorry, I thought you just said intelligent skunk.
Yes. You know, the skunk that does ballet in the insurance ad. It's a viral sensation. I'm thinking of running it on page 3.
Why, does it have breasts?
I'll need it in half an hour.
Carol, you're new here, so you obviously don't know how things work. You see, I cover the important stories, the big political news, subjects that require insight, not drivel about skunks. Got that?
You're upset about the job, aren't you? I heard you were after it.
No, not in the least. I have better things to do than be a mere news editor, believe you me. I am a craftsman.
A craftsman who libels people.
Does Oliver tell you everything?
Enough.
I am going out now, Carol, to avail myself of a bacon roll. Look, here comes Freddy, who will doubtless be happier than I to engage with tales of Terpsichore and skunks, if you'll excuse me.
Is he always like that?
He's just a bit sensitive.
Then he's in the wrong job. What can you give me on the have-a-go, Granny?
She's signed with Max Clifford and ain't talking.
Is there anyone hasn't signed with him?
It's cool. I got something better. Block of flats collapsed in Liverpool.
People trapped?
Yeah, lots.
Great. Go to picture desk. Make it clear what I want. A cute child being pulled from the rubble. Must be young, must be cute. Oh, and must be alive, all right? We'll pay top dollar. Well, 50 quid. Go on, then. Don't just stand there.
Right.
Yeah. Ah, Carol, hello. How are you settling in? Is all hunky and dory?
What? Maria, I need to ask you a few questions.
Masha, the name is Masha.
Is it? Terrific. Look, I'm still finding my way around, so...
Carol, please, take seat. Newspaper is very male environment. It is good for women to stick together, share the solidarity of the sisterhood.
You're not a lesbian, are you?
I just was thinking, it is nice if we get to know one another.
Why?
For the human warmth, for sharing the great endeavor of the freedom of information, for celebrating together the joy of being the journalists.
You don't have learning difficulties, do you?
No.
Now, you're the online coordinator, right?
Yes, and head of online communities.
Good. Now talk to me about the revenue flow.
Sorry?
How are we getting on with the new paywall?
Oh, it is terrible. I hate the paywall. Readers hate the paywall. Everyone hates the paywall.
They don't have to love the paywall. They just have to pay for the paywall. Tell me how it's working.
Okay. We have got new section where readers give money to access top writers.
Well, that's excellent. Though I don't hear much enthusiasm, do I? If we don't make people pay for the news, we won't have a job, will we, Martha?
Masha.
Whatever. Monetizing online content is the only way this paper will become viable.
Viable? What do I care viable?
Doesn't anyone here realize that the age of free is over?
But it is paying through the nose to spite the face. We charge money and 99% of the readers bugger off to read free sites. I explain.
I don't need you to explain.
I explain. Imagine hamburger stall on High Street. £2.50 for burger. Across the road is other stall where burger absolutely free. From which stall do you get burger?
Giving away free burgers. It's not exactly a sustainable business model, is it? Is it?
But we do at least put toe in commercial water. Look, in pay section we charge 5p per writer.
5p?
I agree. Maybe too much. Look, I'll show you example. Here is article by Maddox from a couple of weeks back.
Maddox? People pay to read Maddox?
Yes.
How many people?
7.
So, we only made 35p out of him?
Yes, you see, people do not want to pay online.
Then we have to change the culture, Mandy.
Masha!
Yes, readers want news and opinion, and they want it fast. If it's good and it's niche and it's different from anyone else's, they'll pay. Think of the FT. And the Wall Street Journal.
But these are for the plutocrats. Here we must serve all of the people, including the poor.
Why? They don't have any money.
Carol, the exchange of the information is the people power of our time. In Russia, Mr. Putin hated. Which is why I am here, in glorious UK, home of the free speech and the mother of all of the parliaments.
Hey, Carol, Picture Desk just emailed you a photo from them collapsed flats in Liverpool.
About time, too. Let me take a look. Move over.
But this is my workstation.
Yes, and I'm the news editor.
It's very rude. How far is your desk? 20 metres?
Oh, will you look at that? Freddie, this is no good.
Why not? They have sent you a picture of a baby, innit?
I said I wanted a cute baby. And this one looks like it's been hit in the face with a shovel.
Okay, okay, no sweat. I will chase Picture Desk. Hey, you guys! We need cute and unblemished. You fly with that?
What is it with him? Why does he talk like that?
It is school he went to.
He told me he went to a school full of twits in Slough.
He did. Eton.
So they has taken your politics minute away. That is outrageous, man.
Yes, it is indeed outrageous, Freddy. How was I to know there's a whelk stall owner called Keith in Southend?
Yeah, but to be honest, Mads, your mouth is always running away with you, innit? And you is meant to be my role model. I is supposed to learn from you.
You do, you do.
No, the only thing I has learned from you is that death is better than a comb-over.
I do not have a comb-over.
Man, what is you eating?
Toffees. You want one?
If I'd been laid up with a minging mouth, I wouldn't be chewing toffees. You sure you've been telling us the truth? You sure you wasn't giving it to some Doris? And she bit you on the neck and the hickey was so huge and purple and horrible that you couldn't face coming in for a fortnight?
Yes, I'm quite sure, thank you. The tooth is fine now. Completely compatible with toffees. I tell you what, though. It's a sad day when a reputable journalist is gagged by his editor just for getting up the nose of an Essex fishmonger. Thanks to whom, my job is now on the line. I've built my reputation upon forthright opinions. That's my appeal. That's why I reach out to people. My podcast, I mean, when you think that people tune in from...
You don't tune into podcasts.
All right, dial up.
Download.
Download. When you think that people download me from every point of the compass, well, it goes to show. I'm required viewing everywhere, from the Westminster bubble to the highways and byways of Essex.
You ain't.
What do you mean? The very fact that Keith from Southend decided to sue...
Listen to me. What do we know about Keith?
He sells welts.
That's right. I bet he sits in a wooden shack at the end of Southend Pier, a mile and a half from terra firma, at the mercy of wind, rain, sleet, candy floss, and white stilettos. Barely scratching a living with his sad and slimy little sea snails. He don't listen to your podcast. No way.
You just can't stomach the fact that I have wide appeal.
Trust me. I've seen the figures for your podcast and there ain't nobody in Britain watching it. Other than a couple of crackheads in Dalston who like the repetitive music.
Are you saying it's unlikely that Keith would be watching the Politics Minute?
Unlikely don't even come close, Mads.
But if he didn't see it, how would he know about it?
No idea.
It's really all a bit strange, isn't it, Freddy?
I'd say it's very fishy, Mads.
It's certainly got a very odd smell. Freddy, cover for me. I'm going out of the office. And maybe gone for some time.
Don't worry. Take another fortnight.
Freddy, the intelligent skunk. Have you written it yet?
No. You gave that to Maddox and he's just left.
Oh, God. He's useless. Is that man good at anything?
Yeah. Typing with one finger.
Aha! Keith's whelk stall. Ahoy!
Oi, oi, mate.
You must be the eponymous Keith.
I'm Keith. Yeah. What can I get you?
Cold today, wouldn't you agree?
Sea breezes, mate.
Tell you what, let me take my beanie off.
If that makes you happy.
Recognise me now?
No. Should I?
Yes.
You haven't been on Come Dine with me, have you?
No.
Yeah, you're not the one who used to present Countdown. I thought you was dead.
No.
So, what's it to be? Cockles, whelks, got some nice winkles.
Your winkles, Keith, are of no interest to me.
All right, no need to be offensive.
Tell me, Keith, do you go on the internet much?
You a pervert?
No, I'm a journalist.
You want serving or not?
Keith, I am Maddox Bradley.
Good for you. Now tell me what you want or push off.
And you know me.
You know me because you threatened to sue me.
Oh, it was you, was it?
Yes, Keith, it was me. You seem mysteriously to have hit upon the idea that I libeled you.
Well, don't worry about it, me old son, because you did me a big favour. A lump sum at this time of year is not to be sniffed at. Wilkes ain't what there was. Nowadays, it's all your Thai bar food and your fancy tapas. So if your phone rings and some bird offers you money for nothing, you take it, don't you?
Your phone rang?
Yeah? Don't yours, mate?
So this bird who rang you, what was her name?
Dunno. Said she worked for some bunch of lawyers with a weird name. Crud and Crock or something.
Cruddleton, Prock and May, perhaps?
Yeah, that sounds right. She rang, said some bloke's been slagging me off on the internet and she'd get me a bit of dosh.
So the lawyers rang you?
Yeah.
And offered you a bit of dosh?
Yeah. You want them, Wilkes, or don't you?
Yes. Yes, I do, very much.
There you go, mate. And a few winkles on the house. And 2 free crab sticks. I shouldn't really, but it's not every day you meet a bloke who's helped put a wad of cash in your pocket.
Mmm. Tasty winkle.
Freddy, has the photo come in yet?
No, apparently there was no babies pulled from under the rubble. Just a middle-aged couple.
Well, that's no good.
No, mind you, they has been on Britain's Got Talent.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Both of them?
Yeah, man and wife act. She sings Ave Maria while he throws knives at her. They got through to the semi-finals.
Great. Let's have them. Get picture desk to send me over a selection of stills.
News desk? Maddox ain't here. Can I take a message? Yeah? Oh, was he? 2 weeks ago. Oh, did it? Poor Maddox. Yeah. Oh, really? Let me write this down. Right. Oh, he will be pleased. Got it. Yeah, I'll tell him. I'll tell him, all right.
Freddy.
Oh, Maddox, you'll never guess who just rang.
Not now, Freddy. Pass me the phone.
Hey, you never heard of mobiles?
The battery's flat. Lost my charger.
Again?
Shh. Good afternoon. Maddox Bradley here. Yes, I'd like to speak to your senior partner. Yes, to Mr. Cruddleton. Yes, in person. I'll hold.
How's the tooth, Maddox?
What? Look, I don't have time for that right now.
Which tooth was it exactly, Mads? I'm just keen to know.
What is your problem, Freddy? My dental difficulties are between me and my mouth.
Ah, but you didn't have no dental difficulties, did you?
What?
You has been telling porkies, Maddox.
Look, I... Not now. All right. Ah, Mr. Cruddleton. How nice of you to come to the phone.
Come in, Maddox. What is it? You better be quick. I'm meeting Princess Anne for cocktails at 6.
Oliver, I've made the libel go away.
No, Maddox. I made the libel go away by handing over 20,000 quid.
All of which is at this very moment speeding back to us in the form of a banker's draft, on a motorbike from Lincoln's Inn Fields, courtesy of Cruddleton, Prock and May.
Eh? Why on earth would they do that?
I made them an offer they couldn't refuse.
Maddox, are you feeling all right? Is it all getting a bit much? Has that tooth infection breached the blood-brain barrier?
They were touting for business, Oliver. Cold-calling hapless punters and encouraging them to sue for libel, strictly against the rules. When I suggested the Law Society might be interested in hearing about this, Mr. Cruddleton was suddenly very keen to reimburse us.
Oh. How enterprising of you.
Well, we can't have solicitors going round soliciting, can we?
Congratulations. You've actually done quite well, Maddox.
Better than well, Oliver. We get our money back, and Keith on Southend Pier gets to keep his. It's true, I had to lean a little heavily on Mr. Cruddleton, but he quickly came round to my view that Keith the Whelk stallholder is a part of British heritage that should be preserved.
All quite smart, Maddox, I must admit.
Oh, you don't have to thank me.
I'm not planning to thank you. It was all your fault in the first place.
Yes, but may I have my podcast back? Please.
Ah.
Meaning?
Well, I told Carol she could do it instead.
What?
Yeah, it's all right. I'll take it away from her and give it back to you.
Good.
The only thing is, would you mind awfully If you told her yourself, she can be a trifle brusque.
I thought you liked that.
Yes, but not when there's a royal in the offing.
Okay, Carol. Turning over.
Hello. I am Carol Pilkington, and this is the Politics Minute.
No, it's not. You are Carol Pilkington, and you are out of here. It is my Politics Minute.
No, it's my Politics Minute. Oliver gave it to me.
And has just taken it away again. Such a fickle man, Oliver, don't you find? So out of the chair, please, and let a seasoned professional take command.
Don't touch me!
Oh, I wouldn't dream of it, though Oliver might.
I'm not putting up with this.
That's a good decision. Goodbye.
It was never like this at the Sun.
Freddy, you traitor. You could have refused to shoot my podcast with her, couldn't you? You could have made a stand. You lack a moral core, Freddy. That's your problem.
You, it's well bolshy today. Is your bad tooth playing up again?
No, no, it's fine.
It was always fine, wasn't it?
The Politics Minute, Freddy.
I've got some good news for you.
Mm?
You is getting a year's supply of moisturiser.
What are you talking about?
You didn't go to no dentist. You see, I took a phone message for you today. A couple of weeks back, you went for a session at a male grooming parlour. Am I right?
Did I?
You did. You had your back waxed, your eyebrows plucked, and you were given the dermo-microbrasion treatment, meaning you had all your skin scraped with a tiny hoover by a trainee who made your face swell up and turn bright red and flaky and hideous, and you had to take 2 weeks off until it went down.
I don't want you to take any more messages for me ever again, all right?
If you don't want the moisturiser they're offering, I'll have it.
Can we get back to work, please?
Why didn't you tell Freddy? There ain't no shame in an old shuffler trying to make himself look halfway presentable.
Oh, you wouldn't understand.
Try me, Matt.
Well, when you reach a certain age, there's a growing pressure to look young and vigorous. Especially a man in the media spotlight.
Who are we talking about here?
Me! A man in the prime of life. Bursting with ideas, plans and energy. But, in our youth-obsessed culture, regarded as over the hill. Whereas, in point of fact, Freddy, I'm only just reaching out for the summit.
Oh, you is breaking my heart here. What can I do?
Don't tell a living soul about the male grooming.
Okay, Mads, it's our secret.
Thank you, Freddy. Thank you for understanding. I'm sorry I lied to you.
No sweat. I know you has no moral core. It's what makes you bearable. Well, on a good day. Hey, Mads.
What?
These guys who wrecked your face, you should do something about them. Why don't you get in touch with Cruddleton Prock and May?
In Electric Ink, Maddox was played by John Sessions and Oliver by Alex Jennings. Freddy was Stephen White, Carol Polly Frame, Masha Debbie Chazen and Keith Sam Dale. Electric Ink was written by Alistair Beaton and Tom Mitchelson. The director was Sally Avens.